proclamation number 7732 dated the October 28, 1960. Love and suffering purify the soul. And you will truly follow me if you bear your cross with patience and submission to my will. I certainly carried all of humanity's sins on my shoulders when I walked the path to the cross and thereby relieved you from the immense burden of sin you would have had to carry on account of your sins. I knew that it was too heavy for you, that you would never have freed yourselves from this huge weight. And thus I carried it on your behalf. But you must know that you still have a low degree of maturity of soul as long as you have not fanned your love into brightest radiance. And this is what you humans are lacking, even if you strive to live your life according to my will. For this reason I give you the opportunity to raise your soul's maturity through afflictions, which are the right kind of purification means for the soul, so that it becomes increasingly brighter and translucent and able to enter the kingdom of the beyond in a purified state when its hour has come. Love and suffering purify the soul. I say this time and again, and thus I also tell you that you need the suffering, because the love in you has not yet reached the degree which lets the soul become so crystal clear that my love can permeate it without meeting with any resistance. Your life will not last long anymore, and one day you will be grateful to me that I helped you to spiritualize your soul through afflictions, through adversities and suffering, through all kinds of ailments. Just do not rebel against your destiny. Accept everything from my hand and always remember that I want to help you attain perfection as far as it is still possible on earth. You can still cast off many impurities from your soul and thereby enable it to blissfully pass over into an abundance of radiant light, because the soul will have been prepared such that it can absorb this abundance of light without having to fade away. Although you can all certainly be redeemed from your guilt of sin because of the forgiveness which, for the sake of Jesus Christ, is assured to you if you appeal to me myself and Jesus for it, but the degree of light which subsequently will make you happy can vary and thus the bliss you enjoy will also differ, depending on the soul's transparency and perfection, depending on the work you have done on earth to improve your soul. So if you are negligent despite your goodwill, my love will help you by repeatedly creating opportunities for you to raise your soul's maturity, by burdening you with a small cross which you should carry with patience and submission, so that you occasionally suffer in order to promote your psychological task, to dissolve the impurities and to let your soul emerge from the suffering so bright and pure that it has also become receptive for high degrees of light and in truth can enter the kingdom of light and bliss. For life is short and one day you will thank me for the path I made you travel on earth when a soul has gained the maturity which allows for a high degree of illumination of light and which will make you inconceivably happy. Therefore take your cross upon yourselves and follow me, for sooner or later your path will end and then you will be overjoyed. Amen.